From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of July 15th, 2019. This is a revised repeat of an episode from July 2015.
When gravity no longer holds you down, you've come of age, it's time to fly.
This week, that excerpt of Gravity by Bob Grauman of Fredericksburg, Virginia, sets the stage to remember an historic overcoming of gravity and many other challenges that took place 50 years ago this July 20th. Even if that date is your birthday, you'll probably agree that the date's most historic event happened in 1969 on a desolate, faraway place strongly connected to water on Earth. Let's listen back for about 35 seconds to parts of that history.
3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Those were NASA recordings of Apollo 11's liftoff on July 16, 1969, the July 20th lunar module landing on the moon, and astronaut Neil Armstrong's famous words just before setting foot on the moon. Watched live on television by an estimated 650 million people, Apollo 11's moon landing was a milestone in space exploration, which in the 50 years since has achieved spacecraft landings on Mars and Venus, flybys as far away as Pluto, and missions beyond our solar system. One of the main objectives of exploring the moon and beyond has been the search for evidence of water, including whether liquid water may have occurred on Mars, other planets, or planetary satellites, all places where water ice has been found. But every day we see the evidence of the moon's effect on Earth's water. In 1687, Isaac Newton explained scientifically how daily ocean tides result largely from the gravitational pull of the moon and sun, with the moon exerting the strongest influence. The moon's pull also helps stabilize the orientation of the Earth's axis, a major factor in determining climate and seasons. The moon's gravitational effects play a role in two of the 21st century's big challenges, sustainable energy and the impacts of a changing climate. In some places, the range and speed of daily tides provide enough renewable energy that commercial-scale electricity generation can be feasible. Meanwhile, higher tides and tidal flooding resulting from climate-related sea level rises present a technological and political challenge to many coastal communities, not least in Virginia's Tidewater and Eastern Shore areas. Just like reaching the moon, those and other current challenges tax our will, wallets, and imagination. So let's go out with words President John F. Kennedy used in 1961 to capture the United States' imagination for reaching a goal about 240,000 miles away.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills, because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win.
Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.